This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1798. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 5th, Albania, Biafra, Brazil, China, Cuba, Egypt, France, India, Japan, Korea, North, Nam, Kurdistan, Mexico, Netherlands, North America, Oklahoma, Poland, Solomon Islands, South Africa, Taiwan, UK, USA, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, we've been concerned about 7425. The frequency Radio Tirana started using this season for the 0230 English to North America. Unfortunately, there's been a mixing product from Greenville, North Carolina, appearing on that at the very same time, actually starting earlier, of 7305, leaping over 7365. That is the Vatican relay via the Radio Marti relay. So we looked for a clear nearby frequency for Radio Tirana instead, and recommended 7470. So on October 31st, they did move to that frequency, at least on a test basis, reception reports wanted. Well, we found it indeed was totally clear of interference, not only co-channel, but adjacent channel, far enough away from stronger signals. So we hope they'll stay there. They were still there as of UT November 4th. We had news a couple of weeks ago that the person behind the clandestine Radio Biafra had been taken into custody by the Nigerian government. And now a further development from NigeriaMasterWeb.com via Jose Miguel Romero on November 3rd. The headline, Nigeria takes over Radio Biafra shortwave broadcast. This happened the previous Saturday, October 31st. It said that the Nigerian Broadcasting Corporation took over the shortwave frequency of Radio Biafra and was running a counter program announcing that the station was closing down forever. That was 15560 between 18 and 20 UT. And the announcement is quoted further. We are Nigerians. We are proud Nigerians. We want peace and progress. There is no Biafra. All Igbos are for peace. Biafra is dead. We are Nigerians. No more Masab. We are Igbos. We are happy Nigerians. Biafra died 45 years ago. Long live Nigeria. This is Radio Biafra closing down forever. The story concluded by saying a rerun of Saturday's program was broadcast Sunday through Tuesday. However, it was posted before 1800 UT on Tuesday, November 3rd, so that might have been the final broadcast. However, Jose Miguel Romero says, I've not been able to hear it the last few days. The last time I checked was on November 2nd. It was not easy to hear here in Spain, but sometimes it would come in with a strong signal. Well, that's probably because the transmitter's site, as far as we know, was France, and it might or might not have been skipping over Spain. I must say it's totally unclear how this takeover was accomplished. Did the Nigerian government capture the studio of Radio Biafra? Did they override a satellite feed to the transmitter site in France? Did they prevail upon TDF to put their program on 15560 instead of Biafra's? Via Hardcore DX, Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso, Brazil, reports that the Brazilian on 4895 has been reactivated, Radio Novo Tempo in Campo Grande, Mato Grosso do Sul. He heard it on October 30th, both in the morning at 0941 and in the evening at 2341 with very strong signals. Last week we had a report that one of the four shortwave frequencies of Radio Aparecida was off the air, 5035, but that did not last long. Also in the Radio Escutas group, Cassio Santos Goiânia says it was again being heard on 5035. As of November 3rd. And much more surprisingly, he also reports another Brazilian reactivated, which has been off the air for quite a long time, on the 19-meter band. It's Rádio Gazeta on 15325. Heard on November 3rd. Doesn't give the exact time, but apparently in the afternoon or evening. Even for him, it was a weak and fading signal with football commentary, which might mean they only turn it on for special events, but keep an ear on 15325. Mike Barraclough forwards a long report from Reuters. Exposé, China's covert global radio network. Beijing controls a radio network sending pro-China news around the world, but Beijing's not broadcasting that fact. Also via Ben Cobb, this story deals first with stations in the United States which are carrying China Radio International programming. And they followed up on November 2nd with FCC and the Justice Department investigate covert Chinese radio network. I say it's about time somebody noticed and exposed this. It was already totally obvious to anyone familiar with China Radio International on shortwave that these stations are mere medium wave relays of Chi-Com government propaganda. And China makes no such concessions to the U.S. government or any American broadcasts to be heard within China. Among the stations concerned are 1540 and 1520 in the Houston area, 1540 again in Philadelphia, and for that matter in Toronto. The follow-up Reuters story says, based on reports, the FCC will initiate an inquiry into the facts surrounding the foreign ownership issues raised in the stories, including whether the Commission's statutory foreign ownership rules have been violated. The California firm is owned by James Su, S-U, a naturalized U.S. citizen born in Shanghai. Reuters reported that his company, G&E Studio, Inc., is 60% owned by a subsidiary of the state-run CRI. The FCC does not restrict content on U.S. radio stations, except for rules covering indecency, political advertising, and children's programming. But under U.S. law, the FCC prohibits foreign governments or their representatives from holding a radio license for a U.S. broadcast station. Foreign individuals, governments, and corporations are permitted to hold up to 20% ownership directly in a station and up to 25% in the U.S. parent corporation of a station. G&E does not own any U.S. stations, but it leases two 50-kilowatt stations, WCRW in Washington, D.C., for more than $720,000 a year, WNWR in Philadelphia for more than $600,000 a year. The news programming on these CRI-backed stations sticks closely to the Chinese government line on a host of issues, including the current military standoff in the South China Sea between China and the United States. As we expected, in lockstep with Yankee imperialism, Cuba went off daylight shifting at the same time as America, which forces Radio Havana, Cuba, to change some of its scheduling. All the Spanish programs are 1 hour later now by UT, as usual during the winter, but the frequencies have not necessarily changed yet. That's not supposed to happen for another 2 weeks, November 15th or 16th. The usual changes in timings of some but not all of the English broadcasts have also taken place, but I'm not going to detail that here. Radio Cairo's English sesquihour to North America at 02 UT continues to be absent from the three alternative frequencies, and we've not found it anywhere else. However, the previous two sesquihours in English, aimed toward Europe and North America, are still on the air, if you can stand the poor modulation, 2115 on 9900 and 23 UT on 9964.7. From France Bleu Alsace via Christian Guibaudot on the WRTH Facebook group, via Mike Terry in the British TX Club, confirmation that almost all medium waves will close in December in France, especially France Bleu Alsace 1278 kHz, according to the newspaper Nouvelle d'Alsace NDA. It's reported that Britannia 5 and some private stations, however, will continue on medium wave. As I reported before, the only hour in English direct from France, Radio France International, is now at 06UT on 9675. I heard it at least once when I was awake that late, but on November 2nd at 06:30, I was hearing instead Chinese. It seems CNR1 is also on this frequency during long hours, except for their Tuesday siesta. So we should look forward to that for a chance to hear RFI without co-channel interference. Otherwise, there are those relays via WRMI on the current schedule, filling some time for a full hour on 11580 UT Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday at 01. And on 15770 Monday and Tuesday at 21. Also shown are some fragments of the full hour broadcast, Wednesday at 21:15 and Thursday at 21:30. In DX India, Joe Jacobs says that All India Radio, Tiruvananthapuram, is back on shortwave 5010 and 7290 after being off the air for a few weeks, heard as of October 29th. Ron Howard in California reports a new frequency and a new band for Seabreeze from Japan to North Korea, also known as Shiokaze. The time has been altered slightly, 13 to 14 UT, heard since November 1st, half an hour earlier, 7400, replacing 6020 on that date. It was half in Japanese and half in Korean. He says during the program they played a warning siren, which is not played during the days with English, which is normally on Thursdays only. However, it's not a good frequency, as China Radio International is also on 7400 during that hour in Burmese. I've noticed that Shiokaze is not very astute in choosing its frequencies, which often clash with other Asian stations, making matters just that much worse for them, in addition to the North Korean jamming. I was barely able to detect it November 4th at 13:31, but there was a lot of side splash from Radio Marti and Cuban jamming on 7405. Otherwise, the move up to a higher band should help them penetrate further into deep North America. Let's hope their next frequency is a better one. I've looked through the HFCC registrations and see the same agency has a number of other alternates available, including a whole bunch on the 6 MHz band, most of which Shiokaze has never used, and the other 7 MHz band frequencies, but not necessarily during the same hour, are 7220, 7240, 7245, 7260, and 7435. As for the other broadcast at 16 to 17 UT, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says it is now on 5990. Last week we mentioned that Dinga Kurdistana has moved from 11600 to 9400 for all its broadcasts between 04 and 22 UT. With adjacent interference from WRMI and co-channel interference from FEBC Philippines, at least until 1400. However, conditions were favorable on November 4th. It says, so I was hearing Dinga Kurdistana without too much interference on 9400. The Kurdish Music Hour apparently has shifted 1 hour later between 14 and 15 UT. The Alki List has a number of transmitter sites shown for this, other than merely Pridnestrovia or Moldova, as registered with HFCC, which is quite contradicted by info from Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. So here is his listing of the times for each transmitter site. I'll just give the start time from 04 via Moldova, 08 Armenia, 12 back to Moldova, 15 Bulgaria, 17 France, and from 20 to 22 Moldova once again, also known as Pridnestrovia. Oh, and during the 2 hours it's via Bulgaria, 15 to 17, he can also hear the second harmonic at local range on 18800. Via international vacuum, internet, medium, short, and ultra-short waves, this is World of Radio, 1798. Our thanks this week for financial support from Glenn Swiderski in North Carolina, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to World of Radio, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. That helps keep our non-commercial program and non-commercial website going, worldofradio.com. No doubt due to the geomagnetic storm in early November, an off-season sporadic e-opening was sparked into VHF the morning of November 4th between 15 and 17 UT. I was getting plenty of signals from Mexico on channels 2, 3, and 4. Yes, there's still obviously a lot of analog low-band transmitters still on the air in Mexico, although the analog shutdown had been scheduled for the entire country by December 31st. But there have been rumblings that the entire country will not be ready for it that soon. Some of the transmitters, mostly in the north, I think, have already been shut down and moved to digital on UHF. I was getting Channel 2 in Guadalajara for sure, and probably Mexico City itself, among other places. The mighty KBC from the Netherlands via transmitters in Germany recently moved frequency to 7395, and the time from 23 to 02 UT, Saturdays into UT Sundays, only including the giant jukebox. However, on October 31st, Craig Christ and Kim Elliott, who have a stake in that station, were surprised to find it missing from 7395, having moved to 7350 without notice. Apparently, there was a collision with Romania during the first hour on 7395 and also with BBC at 0100. We didn't hear Uncle Eric say anything about a new frequency, so we suspect it was news to him as well. And that's confirmed by an email from Eric Van Villigen to Dean Bonanno in Connecticut. They moved us to 7350, he says, don't know why, still waiting for a reply. Among many pirates heard this week, a rather unusual one, October 30th at midnight 6 on AM 6950.7, identifying as Germany calling, Reichsender, on the 31-meter band. They were playing the German national anthem and big band music of the 30s. If you listen closely to some of the lyrics, they were pro-Nazi. I sent a report to the Gmail address mentioned and got a reply from William Joyce, quote-unquote, also known as Lord Haw-Haw, referring us to Wikipedia articles about him, that is his namesake, which inspired this Germany calling program, and he sent a disclaimer explaining it's intended to accurately illustrate certain facets of one of the darkest periods and regimes in the history of the world. It is expected, even intended, that the content, when clearly understood, may induce disgust, revulsion, and perhaps chills upon the listening audience of today. After having been off the air for about 10 months, I was surprised to hear my local TIS station, Advance Air Force Base, again, November 4th, the morning around 13 UT on slightly below 530 kilohertz. From Enid, Oklahoma, you're listening to K530 AM, Vance Air Force Base. And once again, besides the ID, they went on to a rotation of hoary old public service announcements about the NN virus, booster seats for children, and hurricane preparedness, gas up, as if we ever had anything but remnants this far inland. Sounds like it may be up to full power again, which I suppose was about 10 watts. K530 AM, of course, is not an official call sign, but being military, they can call it whatever they like. More Oklahoma news we've not heard about locally, but have to read about in Radio World of October 23rd via Mike Terry in the UK. Colleagues mourn Ernie Jones after tower death. Ernie Jones died in a tower elevator accident. He was 65 and founder of Consolidated Engineering, which does engineering analyses and tower renovations. The tower service elevator started back down while he was connected via lanyard to a member of the tower but was still in the cab. He was pulled up to the elevator ceiling and asphyxiated before the elevator stopped from the tension. The tower served KOCO-TV in Oklahoma City, Channel 7, pretending to be on Channel 5. Longwave listeners in Europe and DXers elsewhere, please note that Poland's 225 kHz transmitter is temporarily off the air. From Aleksander Golovichin via Wolfgang Büschel from mat.prasowy, a notice Google translated says they have taken it off the air from November 2nd to 22nd. From Longwave, for essential maintenance work on the antenna mast and installing a digital DAB transmitter. However, they claim still to be on the air on shortwave, I suppose, meaning ultra shortwave. Solomon Islands Broadcasting is being heard at Sinon time in Europe via Wolfgang Büschel, Christoph Ratzer in Austria. Reports hearing it starting promptly at 19 UT Friday, October 30th, that is Saturday morning, in the Solomon Islands on 5020, SIO-232. In the Mayor Tip Sheet, Ken Zicke in Michigan opines, Channel Africa does African news so much better than the BBC these days. It's heard now on 6155 with Africa Rise and Shine. Morning show at 0317 until off at 0357, October 26th. Many Rise and Shine and Channel Africa IDs throughout. Keith Perrone advises us that PCJ Radio International will have a special broadcast every Saturday for the rest of the year, starting November 14th at 09 to 10 UT on 17825, which we believe is via Sri Lanka. There's a different subject every week, and he says a special EQSL for each of the special transmissions. Of course, at 9 to 10 UT, we won't likely hear it in North America. It's intended for listeners in Europe and Southeast Asia. Here are the titles of each. November 14th, Say It With Music. 21st, Call It Ukraine. 28th, Rockin' With Raoul, formerly of Global 24. December 5th, Classics with David Monson. December 12th, Special Jazz for the Asking. December 19th, European Radio during World War II, a documentary, and December 26th, a special listeners' programs. For our best possible BBC World Service English reception in North America, where we're not supposed to listen to it on shortwave, last week I mentioned 7445 via Ascension at 05 to 06 UT, and now during the following hour, starting at 06, I found a couple of other sufficient frequencies, 9915, which is on for 2 hours, and 9460 for 1 hour until 07. You may recall that last winter, the experimental station in Victor, New York, on 1750 kHz, WH2XDE, voluntarily carried World of Radio on Saturday nights. When he stopped doing it in the spring, Jerry Whitney said they would resume in the fall, so I inquired of him, what's the latest? He says all our tests were finished this summer, mostly during daylight hours. The license expires in the spring, so I do not expect much more activity. There is some thought to renew or apply for some shortwave frequencies, but no decision has been made yet. Thanks to you and your listeners for the interest. I'll send an update if there are any changes to the status of WH2XDE. We're sad to read in the Mayor Tip Sheet that John Vodenick passed away recently. He was an engineer at the Voice of America relay station in Bethany, Ohio, north of Cincinnati, and well known to the DX community. He led members of the Michigan group on a tour of the facilities shortly after it closed in 1994. I hope you've kept up with the time changes for World of Radio necessitated by clock changes. I've mentioned those the past couple of weeks, but some more I need to mention now. the broadcast via the Gateway Station in St. Louis, WAZOR-CR, stay at the same central time, on 1860 AM, which means that we are now heard Saturdays, circa 2030 UT, and UT Sundays at 0415 or somewhat later. I also confirmed via the U20 SDR that our broadcast via Hamburger Local Radio 7265 compatible USB has shifted to 1531 UT on Saturdays. Now there is co-channel interference from China Radio International in Hindi, also at 0730 UT Saturdays. Tobias in Germany confirms hearing that one. On WBCQ, Alan Wiener Worldwide last week mentioned somewhat cryptically that he's working on a new project this winter, a game changer for free speech radio worldwide, changing the future of broadcasting, and he's working on it in earnest. Perhaps unrelated, I then got a note direct from Alan Wiener saying, I've been noticing quite an uptick in listeners, phone calls, emails, snail mail to WBCQ on all our frequencies the last 6 months. It seems more people are tuning in all the time, lots of new listeners too. I'm wondering about it. Perhaps more people are getting fed up with Main Street media. What I call the radio effect is more in play. A program on a real radio station has much more of an impact than these zillions of webcasts. Perhaps with a specter of financial ruin due to the credit economy we have concocted, a generally more unstable world, more people are tuning in. Whatever the case, we at WBCQ are ready, installing generators and even a steam engine so we can stay on the air no matter what. Shortwave will never go out of style, and the NSA will never know when you are listening to a real radio. Alan concludes, as always, thank you for all that you do with World of Radio, a true service to all who listen. Thank you, Alan Wiener. Although still on the books, the shortwave station in Bethel, Pennsylvania, WMLK, has been off the air for at least a decade, I think. It was one time on 9265. Yet, Elder Jacob O. Meyer, who died in 2010, is still sounding quite vivacious as I ran across his broadcast via KXEL 1540 in Iowa on a Sunday morning at 1330 UT. As their website reminds us, they got a 250-kilowatt shortwave transmitter in 2006, but still haven't managed to make it work. If they ever do, WRMI and WINB may have to cede some time to WMLK on 9955 and or 9265. Although I don't see it on any schedules yet, not even from Vatican Radio, it appears their Spanish broadcast via Greenville at 02 UT has shifted 15 minutes earlier on 7305, starting at 0145 until 0230. I've been checking that carefully due to the interference problem with Albania, due to the mixing product that still puts on 7425. The propagation outlook from Boulder after strong geomagnetic storms November 2nd and 3rd, unsettled to active levels expected on the 4th to 6th as coronal hole high-speed stream effects wane. Unsettled to active November 13th, 14th, 16th, and 17th. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 5 on the 14th, 12 and 4 on the 17th. Solar flux peaking at 125 November 6th to 9th and dipping to 105 November 20th to 22nd. And that's World of Radio 1798. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.